Kids now.
Capital 263.
Hangover, 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 hangover.
Party's over. No, the party's just getting started. Welcome to the Hangover, people. But now we've got no relation to Bruce.
You know, I'm so happy today. I get to tell you live on the podcast. Manejo ne noise.
But I can still read it.
Yo. You are loud. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, Brian Willis, yeah, no relation to Bruce.
And my other girl in the belly, what's up, girl?
Podcast.
Hi guys, welcome back to the Hangover.
This Siri is Siri is in the building.
Siri is back.
And this is your girl for any questions. Or any story, rather.
Hello.
She's got a story for everything.
iPhone
wow.
Siri.
Huh?
Yeah, iPhone
yes,
Siri.
S-I-R-I.
Yeah. Yes.
That's Siri.
I'm going to ask you a question since you can answer all questions.
Let's do this. I'm so ready.
Should I?
Go ahead.
Penis reduction remedies.
Cut it off.
Reduction.
Or have sex with somebody on their period.
That'll reduce the size?
Yep.
Does it really work?
It's
though?
Even in the Bible, hey?
Papi, Bible don't know.
I do not tell you that you do not have sex with an unclean woman because it will reduce.
But I want to pinch you.
Guys.
Oh, actually, there's this website, www.surukang.com. Mm. They sell anything, you know, penis enlargement, pussy blaster. Literally.
Did you see that video on WhatsApp?
I was actually joking when I asked her that question.
But like, we've got the answers.
See,
I told
this
you.
This is why they call me Siri.
I get it now.
So guys, if you're joining us for the first time, The Hangover is that show that pierces the cult,
Chirungo.
It's not my
English 10. Quindre zero.
Ah, chirungu chati maya shangwara. I just don't know what
that is. Let's give that one more try.
Rewind.
If you're joining us for the first time, The Hangover is that show that pierces the veil behind the bar culture. And today we are going to be talking about what really happens at a daddy's. Depends which country you're from. But what really happens at a daddy's day out? And we're going to be talking about all the things that we'd like to do under our parents' roof that really don't click. But before that, we want to talk about what is happening this weekend. This is what Diggy will be talking about. But I don't want to get into the deets. Hi. Brian, why are you taping our weekend?
This last weekend, I was actually at home, chilled with the family. Didn't do much. I'm not really that much of an active person over the weekends. Except kind of Queen A Hustlers Market or maybe burnouts. But I didn't go to last week's burnouts though.
Yeah, there were burnouts on Saturdays.
Yeah.
I would have wanted to go. I was so hungover.
Hangover.
Yeah, as I ain't over and getting dangerous. Consider what you're doing, man. Okay.
No, what? No, but what if he listens to the podcast? How do I know?
Are you sending him the link?
But I'm gonna post on my status, and if he opens it, then it's gonna be awkward.
Sure. You know, WhatsApp did a very good thing when it comes to status and privacy.
I was supposed to have a date.
But
he didn't come because he was tired.
He stood you up generally?
No, you know. No,
what was he tired of?
Yeah.
No, he know they had a performance thing. So
he's a performer.
Band. Come on, name my band.
Well, I don't know, my guitar.
Yes. And he's actually a very good singer, hey?
Mm.
Yeah, my voice not
even.
No.
Actually, low-key, like, don't even blame him. Because, like, you know how your parents, like, because we're supposed to go out at night. And then I asked my uncle to stay over. And then, you know, my uncle's like, you're not going anywhere until I meet him. And I'm just like, he's not going to come. Like, he's definitely
not going anywhere. Like, what is this? 1940?
aunties, when we want to see who's going out with you. And I'm like, it's not necessary.
You see, that was my thing.
Next thing, Makundi Garissa Dari. No. But yeah.
Guys.
But anyways.
This is only an issue if you know Kutuno Chinja aesthetic.
The thing is, they've never met anyone before. They always think that they're someone, but
they never. It's not have even an issue of if Kanoji Chinja. But we cannot assume Kuti Haskuzo Chinja.
That's true.
I mean, sometimes you really want to be like, yeah, faithful as shit, but it ain't got it. Do you know how many fuckboys are out there, Brian?
I know.
Hey, sakapamba jo nungo shte lojo bati ro fuck boy ra go bati do esku bati ka. What I say?
Panonetsa papa, ndrukuchika comment angu because I'm surrounded by women and you in any. I will not win the story.
Guys, let's welcome Rachel to the show.
She's professionally late.
She's professionally late.
You've met me in person. The person that makes your life great. Every night.
Excuse me, guys. I'm sorry.
Ma?
Tiripa the hangover.
We're hanging from my stories. She's hanging from my stories.
She's hanging from your stories.
Yes, because I know I give y'all hangovers every morning.
All right, guys. Saka, this is what is happening this... No, I don't actually have events this weekend. But Nasty C is coming. And Anzina, Brian... Let me tell you what Brian said.
Oh, finish.
Anzina, Brian, we're so tired of Japris.
Hey, it's those true. Were not my words, though. But I agreed with them, but they weren't my words.
No, guys. No, like, actually, I really don't understand what's with this thing with promoters. Maybe it's because they know Kuti Japris that will pull the crowd. But, I mean, if you're going to have a hip-hop artist, Gavri, Bekara Natakura, Antvariko.
Guys,
because I don't get correlation. Yeah, Nasty C was gonna be singing about bad bitches and good girls.
I'm also looking at it from
Japres and Wimbo and Dimonere, Ngebachirangu, whatever. Like,
you shine like the light from the sango. You know, like,
my lily, girl.
Engo, you're my promoters, you know. I kind of like understand it though. It's all about business at the end of the day. They don't care about this so-called culture. So, my one.
So, what did I say, guys?
When we're hip hop, we need to do something together and really stand our ground.
Guys, other than Takura, who else does hip hop in Zim?
XQ, Stana.
Stana. Oh, Jesus.
Hey, they do hip hop.
Yes, of course.
Like I saw Jalava, no, you do it.
No, but Stana is hip hop though. For real.
All right. Let's talk about Oskido. So Oskido is coming. You know, Kalawa Jasmine is coming in August, on the 12th, and on
why
on the.
No, Oskido can only come once. In December, that is all. No, we don't have
in Wabulawa. Why is Wabulawa, he
we will travel there. Not him. No.
Sagans down Bumunzo, but I'd be going.
No, because, you know, Oskido has got that. It's New Year vibe. So why is he coming in August? Why?
Because it's mid-year.
Zero.
I don't like it. So there's going to be a skydive and somewhere in Harare at a place called, let me just check for you guys. The place is called Tandem, right? Yeah, Tandem Jumps in the static line course. It's going to be $250 for the course in the first jump, and then every jump after that is $60. For the tandem is $20. Oh, sorry, it's at Graham Field. So this is happening on the 21st to the 22nd of July. Be sure to check that out.
Also, the carnival that was due from the 18th to the 21st has been postponed for October due to the election that we're expecting next week. We've got Fungai Nengare doing soul sessions on the 27th of July at the Sanctuary Cafe at National Gallery. That is $5 to get you in. A quick review of the mesh that we attended last week. It was on fire. We had so much fun. There was Ruzivo Chenyera. There was Tariro Makanga. There was Sokostina Garwe. And what's his name? McDonald Gurura. Yes, it's McDonald Gurura. I had fun. I attended and it was nice. Very mature, very chilled. Interesting conversation, like a lot of interesting. It wasn't just the panel. It was the panel and the people. It was really lovely. Brian K performed. Shaden performed. Everything was just tops. And before we go, I just want to say to everybody, please be careful, you guys. We know that is the hangover. We want to promote partying and funning and drinking and all of that. But please, please be careful on the roads at night and do not be held accountable for losing lives on the road. So if you're not able to drive, it's okay for you to say that you're not able to drive. It is very, very important that we are safe as much as we, you know, we want to have fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's resume after the break. We're going to be talking about... What are we talking about, Nai Brian?
What daddies do.
Daddy's dare. Yeah.
When you say daddies, you mean when I'm
a zaddy.
No, ana baba.
A zero.
Ana baba. Yeah. People with balls that work and actually take care of the results of those balls working.
Well, that my is dude. Word.
My word.
Okay, what really happens on a boys' night out? Now, this is an interesting one. Let me tell you about a typical boys' night out with my friends. So it starts in maybe the afternoon, huh? After we've planned, put some money together, we buy pre-drinks. Now, thing is, if there's no base for pre-drinks, you usually drink it in like a homie's car at a specific location where that is conducive for you to meet people, right? So you drink, you play on your phones, you look for, of course, if you guys don't have girlfriends, you look for girls. If you guys have girlfriends, you look for girls. And then... It's usually a rejection list, huh? Like, guys know that they're gonna get rejected by some girls, but they still look for them regardless. So, thing is, you go through like an hour or two of just texting girls and trying to see if you can meet up with them, texting other guys, asking them what the plan is, even though you guys already have a plan, because these guys would believe that plans are nicer when they're made as a whole crew, huh? So, let's say the crew meets up and everything is all good. First thing you do, let's say it's 6 or 7 p.m. You look for the cheapest bar because it's still early. Night is still young. You look for the cheapest bar. You have maybe a few beers, one or two. And then you look for food. Most people prefer chisanyamas. Some like chicken in. Some like kango. But then kango is a popular option these days because you can have that and still be drinking at the same time. Like wherever. So you have that. And then you get on to the serious procrastination. We in between when you've eaten and you're nicely drunk. You're now looking for the main power that you're really going to go to. After you found out which power you wanna go to, that's where you're gonna invest the most money with your guys, That's a typical boys' night out, and
I'm an investment
usually
house,
the sport that everyone prefers to go to is open a sport rooms. With, let's say, it's got your favorite DJ, or the girl you want goes there, or in general there's just girls. it's mostly inspired by girls. So, even though not all guys will make, it's like going to a toy shop, and some guys know that they can't get it's the toys, go. But you still want to see them.
Still getting rejected.
All of those things.
So look at night out.
You go to the club.
Let's not take it that way. Serious conversations
start happening somehow. When there's all the pretty women, you start thinking about how successful you should really be. Yeah? And this is what people really go to power for. That's what guys really go to power for. You see all the pretty women, you start talking about what you could be doing, business ideas and stuff. Some of them usually don't come into fruition because you'll be drunk, so you forget them the next day. Yeah? Some of them do, but then it's the memories that remain. It's the memories that you mostly go out for. So on a boys' night out, afterwards, after the power, there's usually a KFC move. Now, KFC is 24 hours a day, so there's a KFC move or the chicken move. Huh? After the chicken in move, you pray, you go home. You go home alone.
Why don't you go with girls?
You can't trust people. And you repeat the process the next time.
That sounds boring.
That's a typical boys' night out for you.
Sounds boring, Shem.
Do you have a different version?
I thought it was daddy's day out, man. Like, these are boys that I'm not gonna order. Like,
Daddy's day out.
But besides, that is not the typical boys out.
Teach us, daddy, all this learning here is by you.
I'm gonna talk about it from a perspective when I used to go out. You know, you'd have chicks on lock already. And then you go. But back in the day, I think, you know. And we'd have no money, you know. We'd just figure shit out. But anyway, daddies. When daddies go out, you know, most cases it's just dudes together. Because, you know, you just want to be away from dramas. Zekumba. No. Listen. There can be girls, you know, sometimes maybe flirt around a little bit.
Dance a little bit.
So this is the part where you're married, but it's not that serious.
For some guys, yeah.
And for you?
Nah, me, I'm not like that. I like hanging out with the boys, you know, because I think my wife provides me in every category. I don't need another girl to try and fill up blank spaces or voids.
I'm covered.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, go on. Tell us.
What?
Tell us more, Ka.
You talk as guys, right? If the guys who want chicks, they can get chicks, you know, but you don't interact with them. You just be concentrating on your beard.
Okay.
That's all.
For me.
Near the boys, because the boys didn't have chicks, man. They were just shopping.
They were window shopping. When are your chick is at home? You already bought the toys.
Bruce was probably that guy when before he got married, you know, like there's always, you know, like how. Like, Mnopeana. And then there's always that one chick who doesn't have anybody. And she's like, oh, hi. And Bruce is just on his beer. Like
nah.
On the contrary, I was quite...
On the girls?
Yeah.
I'm
quite slick with my tongue. And yeah, I mean that in all ways.
I am a bro!
Good night, guys. I'm out.
I cannot unhear this. What the fuck?
No, as a man, you need to be good with your tongue. Seriously.
No, it's fine. It's
okay. Verbally and physically, you need to be
good in praying in tongues, not just being.
Yeah, you're my tongues up here, but demon.
Tagnastics.
Nah. Come on, man.
Alright, so now that you're married and stuff, is it the same thing?
You know what? That's why I like hanging out with like married guys. Because
they understand.
When you hang out with single dudes like Anana Seletain. problem is with Anana Seletain, you go out thinking you're going to be boys, you know. And then oh, there's my baby back here, and oh, there's a baby one. Like, there'll be a chick there, right? And then, like, the chick has a friend. Then I have to be a wingman, you know?
Dead wheel.
No, it'll be me and Celatine, right? And then Celatine gets a chick because he's trying to chat chicks up, you know? Mm-hmm. And the chick has a friend. Now, for him to be able to chat that chick up that he's with,
you
I have
to
occupy the other chick. You chick now. And then maybe because... In any sometimes, I apologize if my wife hears this, but...
she's going to hear this, you know that, right?
Sometimes, like I said, I'm good with my tongue. And sometimes it gets into auto mode. And I end up like...
doing things that you didn't intend.
Not doing, but saying...
Like your brain and tongue are not... They're not working together.
No, they work together. It's just the problem is the filter between the brain and the tongue.
His own sleep.
It's bust. Mm. That thing is like on airplane mode. Like,
not available at the moment.
You know, so you end up chatting to this girl, right? Like, you know, so that you occupy while Sally's doing his thing. And then, you know, all of a sudden, Wogona Munu is like feeling you. And you're like, what did I say though? You know?
Bagoma drinks some data. It's not, it's, yeah. She's not that into you.
No, actually, they start like nagging for my number.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Wow.
That's where I draw the line. Like, I never give a chick my number. Never.
But you take theirs.
No, I don't.
Karate.
I don't. Do I take theirs? Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I do take theirs. And then I'll say, I'll call you or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I delete it immediately.
But you know, that shit is rude. Like, I do it all the time, but it's rude. Just say, no, nigga, I'm gonna call you. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, but guys. Saka, all right. Is there a fun element to Daddy's Day Out? Why is it so special? Are you hung on it or you can do without it?
It's special because you get to step away from the dramas at home. No,
basically,
listen,
yeah.
listen. Sometimes you need that space.
Of doing nothing.
Of just being a little mischievous. You know?
Tutorial.
What do you mean?
you were trying to see if you still got game. So when you get home...
Chatting up a chick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you get home, are you putting those skills to use in the house?
The chatting up skills, because I don't need to chat up my wife.
Why don't you need to excite her like that?
No. Trust me.
Listen.
I know the words to say to my wife that'll excite her. So that like I said, that area is covered with my wife. You know, it's just sometimes you just need to stay put, because there are times when one hanging out with Jemai, you know, and the wife gets flustered because of that, and all. Sometimes you just need a break from all of that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what Daddy's Day Out is for, you know. Or even meet up with guys and talk business. Even sometimes this is the mature Daddy's Day Out.
So I didn't get it. How long exactly? How long can one person spend doing nothing?
It can be the whole day. I don't like going out at night too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So it can be like 5:30, 6 p.m. on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. Pizza.
Okay.
You know? Me. That's
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Latest 9:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, Sha. There's a lot of like... what do you think, Rish?
I don't know. I think he's got a lot of discipline. Because the guys I know... The married guys I know too, man. Yeah, they will do this from like Friday around 9
until Sunday.
Yeah, because I remember one of them was doing school on Saturdays, but then he would wake up around 1 and then
go out.
No.
Call
I
you?
Can't really explain that part.
To those here.
Afterwards.
Oh, no.
In that one, I go for practice. So 3:30, he'd come pick me up from practice, drop mm-hmm. me off at home, maybe chill till around 8. They go on.
Okay.
With the boys again.
Okay.
Continue.
But she practices a maskiri. Because mascara don't need so no practice work.
These guys would be Centurion or News Cafe drinking, like talking and drinking, doing nothing else. And then Sunday they spend the day in bed. Monday will pass.
Saka muri akano iona ndrini. When really? Like is it even a healthy lifestyle for you to try and maintain? And I'm not just looking at it from like a family perspective, but I'm also trying to think with Nita Basare. Eh. Nita Basare no vumizo to end out Friday to Sunday. 4 weeks in a month.
The clique I'm talking about, I probably will.
Yeah. So guys. Papa pens na mama shi wearing guy.
Yeah,
because I say jumba, my little planning pass. Perfect. But yeah, I want to understand, you know, if there's anything special about it. But I think I get it sometimes, but not like all the time. Ah, sure.
Okay, to put it into your perspective, it's just like girls' day out or girls' night out.
We'll be cheating the entire time.
Same story here.
Oh shit! Siri, you remember when we did what really happens at a girl's night out?
I did say that I'll be cheating.
No, you said that we'll be praying. And today we'll be cheating.
Wait, you pray? At a girl's night out?
I mean, you'll be cheating on your prayer, like you'll be
cheating on your prayer life.
Okay, yeah, I'll tell you about it. No girl's night for my wife.
I am my inductee pinned away.
But
for the why?
Like I said, my daddy's day out. They don't always involve like the scandalous stuff like all wives think. Sometimes it's just guys just drinking and talking shit. You know.
Like I really want to say story time, but like no.
No,
but
let's then, do this, Siri. No. That's why you're here. Ding dong.
Sorry, Siri. No, okay, like I get what you're saying. Like, yeah, of course, definitely.
Everybody needs a break sometimes.
Bruce Willis.
Brian. Brian Willis. Thank
Brian
you.
Brian Willis. Yeah. No relation to Bruce. Like, in my head, it's Bruce Willis.
It's Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce.
Okay, BW. So, and then, like, all of the guys that I've met who are on guys' night out and they're wearing wedding rings. They don't do any of the shit you're saying, and I'm just
Listen, that's why I said it's not always the case.
Yeah,
if you keep meeting people like that, some introspection is needed.
For what?
You need to look within.
Where?
Yourself.
Within.
What is there?
You tell us, if there's nothing, then I'm in.
Greatness, honey, greatness.
No, because that's one thing that, like...
No, I think you fail to understand one thing. Like, meeting married men doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you. Why is he in the club to start with?
No,
you can't say that, though. You can't. A married man is allowed to be in the club.
No, actually...
He's allowed.
No, I actually think
what you
that,
do in the club now, that's where the difference is.
I mean, no, I think...
I can be in the club with my boys and we're just drinking. That's it.
I get that.
And yes, we can get a little stupid. Like, in any... Like, where I draw the line, like, you know, like, I can... No, but like, hey, check that, shake that ass and what, you know. You check.
Anyway, but Brian, I think we need to then take a step back and stop blaming women for choices that men do.
No. Don't get me wrong.
It happens a lot.
Don't get me wrong.
I'm not.
Guys, please understand. I'm not blaming women. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shit, I really didn't want to get into this whole gender thing.
Nobody did. But you said look within.
Listen. Because I gave you a scenario of what happens at my daddy's day mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And you said, nah, every married nigga that I see does not do what you said.
Mm-hmm.
That is my experience.
Yes. So I'm saying, Kuti, maybe...
It's what she attracts.
It's not what she attracts as such, but where she goes.
Okay.
Or who she's involved with, you know.
Can I ask you a question? Have you met men? Like, actual men? Have you met them?
Jesus, I don't know how to answer that question.
Just so everyone knows that it.
I don't know.
Because, literally, you'll be breathing.
I see all those things that like, you're talking about happen.
You'll be breathing and this married man is just like, so hey, no, my wife is dead. And I'm like, the ring is dead. Like, You see, no, it's no, like what you say that I should look within, within what? Like,
no,
I no, listen, if
my,
I go to Pariah,
the
with
context
my friend,
where I said you should look within was if every married guy that you see is doing that.
So why am I looking within? They should look within.
But at the same time, Siri, we need to understand that Brian cannot speak for all the married that guys.
Exactly.
Out there.
I can't.
Yeah. He can't.
I do appreciate the fact that that does happen. But I'm just saying, if all the married guys that you see do that.
Yeah, but I can't.
Sometimes, no, sometimes it doesn't hurt though to be a little introspective. Like, if I was to meet all the player type chicks, you know, like all the chicks that hura on me, you know, Nzenza, exactly. If I keep meeting all those kind of women, mm-hmm. at some point I have to sit down and be like, yo, Brian, can't be coincidence. You'll find, Kudi, there'll be some errors in your steps of life where you keep
sometimes
swaying towards.
Sometimes you're just a nice person, really.
Yeah, and you
sometimes
know,
you just buy everybody drinks when you see them.
And the truth of the matter is, the biggest hearts get hurt the most.
Yeah.
So sometimes you have to be introspective.
So girls have very small hearts. Don't let people in. If
don't
you're
let
out
them
in
the easily.
Club.
Essentially,
yes.
Essentially,
do not let them in
easily.
Wow.
Easily.
Don't let them in at all.
No, you don't want to be that 64-year-old lonely lady who's
with
just
cats.
A weird cat woman in the neighborhood, do you now? You have to put fences up that, you know, the right guy can overcome.
Until the money comes, I'm not committing to anyone.
My dear Bolajay. My don't have what it was.
That's her though.
All right, guys. So basically, boys' night out, whether you are bowful or bowless, according to both the people that we talked to, is just a day of doing absolutely nothing. And we just want to appreciate how much doing nothing helps us to do everything.
I think. Yeah, I just thought about something. I think boy, daddy's day out is the equivalent of a me day, but in a group setting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think men basically can't function without other men.
Yeah, I can.
Because they strive on validation. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Brian. I'm just spitting facts.
It's somewhat true to some extent.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to, you know, argue with you. But it's the same with females, too.
Look at you throwing that ball back at me.
No, for real. It's
I mean, we all strive on some sort of validation.
Yeah, we all do.
But men need it more than women, actually.
Mukadza no rowa chingo shingirira mumba vasikana. Muruma achitoti kana apedza kurowa anotsvaga boys. Uripi? Uriite?
No, but guys, it's the same all the way. Because, like, if you're married,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't want your husband playing around with single friends.
Yeah.
If I'm married, I wouldn't want my wife playing around with single friends, because damn chicks.
Savage.
Yeah, it's the same.
But really, I think social status, yeah, you know, don't go in this group. No, even sometimes, you try to be friends with people who are maybe dating several people or not dating, but you're not.
I'm offended. What do you mean?
At least you won't go to Toro and Gary Poyo, but yes, like me. And I'm like, Masanopunani. Yes, sorry. All right, guys. So let's head over to the trumpet and talk about the rest of the stuff that we have lined up for you.
And the trumpets, they go. And the trumpets, they go.
You spend 3 minutes saying, and then at the finish, you're like, don't call them names. I'm like,
no, listen. What he's basically saying is, a lot of people, just because my wife dresses a certain way
and drinks chikokian,
they start thinking, mm-hmm. because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, he knows who this woman is not really like.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know how we know. Like don't ask.
You breathe
into. You remember that show, Brian, that we were talking about? I think you listened to it and you sent me comments. We were talking about, you know, women that are found in clubs and are always called names because of that. And I was speaking to a personal experience, and that happened like twice or three times. And you get your cab and stuff like that. And you know, guys are always trying to step in and say, let me buy you this, let me take you home. But the moment you show, no, I'm not interested in any of that, I've got my shit in order, he starts to call you names. So I think at the end of the day, XQ an point jagega, but it's gonna take a while.
Mm-hmm. They were buying themselves drinks, mm-hmm, and having fun. So the guys, like on the next table,
mm-hmm,
started standing drinks over. And then the girls were like, ah, okay, fine, drinks.
Yeah.
And then they drank. And then the guys tried to pull them over to the table, and mm-hmm, they said no. And the guys got mad.
Majigamariedu. Is the akuda receipt.
You know, and now magramba otara nisu. And the girls are like, but we didn't even ask. I don't
know, but I.
So, yeah, in the end, everyone was thrown out because one of the girls, like, she can be really crazy.
Yeah. That's my girl right there. Shout out to Qualisha, babe! And also big shout out to Lala. She could have joined us today, but yeah. So sorry about your home situation. She was at a funeral today and she couldn't make it. I miss you, girl. I miss you lots. These people are not doing what you do when you're here. I can fill the gap.
I got the equipment to fill it up.
Ah! What?
Audrey, you're so noisy.
The most of.
You're so noisy.
What? Hold up. What? All right, guys, welcome to the trumpet. Yeah, yeah. Hey, buzz it up here, I'm dad.
What you did?
And doctor, welcome to the buzz.
Hey.
I'm sorry. No tambik, huh? So, guys, we want to talk about parents don't get it. I know all of us at some point stayed with a parent or guardian. And luckily for some of us who both are working, they are parents.
Wabereki don't get it.
And you know, I think if you've been to university, and I always think like this. Kanori munagam window university, guys. Social life yago ine kam change. You know, I know it. So boasting, you know, and parents are still like, monong. I don't know. But let's talk about curfews. How do you guys feel about curfews?
As in, like, when you're at home or university or curfew? Anyway, I'm sorry.
What are you talking about?
Listen, do you think could your parents don't get it? Or it's actually parents get it and you don't. In the sense that.
In what sense?
Parents were not born parents.
Yeah,
they were once your age.
Sure.
They once did.
What you're doing?
Things that you will probably never find out about. That are probably more nasty than the shit that you about to get involved in. And
anal.
I doubt it was that prominent then. But
but people could have been doing it. Like homosexuality has been there for a long time.
Yeah, you so never suppose, know. Yeah. You never know. But like what I'm saying is, I think as a parent, uningo ane more experience in these things, and you are that person's flesh and blood. They don't want you to go through certain things that they saw other pupils when they were your age go through, you know, mm-hmm, pregnancies, HIV, mm-hmm, getting addicted to drugs, mm-hmm, you know, and all that jazz. Mm-hmm. So it could be a matter of parents actually get it more than you think
they do.
Yeah.
But where do we draw the line? Where do we draw the line between a parent raising you as a child and raising you to become a fully functional human being, even without them constantly.
The problem now, is they are well aware of the issues that are affecting little kids, you know, especially when they go to university and stuff.
They are not.
What I'm saying is, they know the things that can affect you when you go to university, and they don't. Their method of trying to cover you from it is keeping you on a tight leash. I think that's the biggest mistake that parents make. They should raise you in a way whereby they give you responsibility. You know, like after you just turned 16, your dad should be like, hey, dipakire motikari.
Yeah.
You know, or chimondito ngerama newspapers with the car, you know, kutimuna ape the shungu with the car.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed, like, in most cases when a car accident happens, and it's a kid, things like that. So you have to like loosen that leash. That sense of responsibility. You know, because it'll affect me this way. You know, if I go to university, if I open my legs up,
I'm gonna get pregnant.
I'm gonna get sick. It's going to affect my life. As much as my parents are gonna be disappointed in me, it's going to ruin my life. You know,
I cannot disagree with what you're saying.
Because the problem is, most kids, when you go to uni, it's all about, I should do this. I just shouldn't get caught na mama, or na daddy.
Yeah.
It's never about
your safety.
As parents, I think we need to introduce this while our kids are very young.
Yeah, true.
Just loosen the leash. Responsibility. Because most of the kids...
Buy this, you
know,
save.
Even the fun stuff, you know, like Zandruku Tarizos, like nye motkari. Don't be so stingy with it. Munungape de shungu. Of course, you need to guide them here. Also, see, I'm going to tanga go kubata motka na songo mja inda go chino and what what. Ana license. Do you have to be there, guide them, you know? And then also that bonding, you get to understand situation in ngene mwana. If you bond with a child, you understand where they are at that current moment in time, and you will relate to it based on when you were at that age, and then now you are able to advise them based on how you dealt with it and your mental state at that current time. You're more mature because you're more mature and you bond with them. You're able to build that communication properly as a parent. That's what I think.
Siri, what do you mean parents don't understand what happens in the university when their child is in that phase?
You know what, Kap? This is actually like a very, very emotional thing.
Don't cry. As long as you don't cry, it's okay.
So I'm gonna keep quiet.
What the F? I've never known you to be
like
a crier.
Like, I totally get what you're saying and everything, but personally, I just think that parents sometimes are just so, so unnecessary. I'm speaking from experience, you know. I went to uni in SA, right? And you know, like what he's saying, Kuti, like, yes, they've got my best interest at heart. Like, I get that. Like, I know Kuti, my parents want the best. Gogo wants the best for me. Like, Kuti wants the best for me. Like, I get that, right? But you know, I'm such a socially awkward person, not because I have some weird disorder, but because of the fact that I was never allowed even to go to the movie, Mascot. You know, that's how strict my grandparents are. And, you know, my aunts, they're on some, no, you should understand that they're old. I'm like, but no,
they should understand that
I'm young and times have changed. So,
it's difficult,
you know, I remember
to get
this. I was in lower six. No, I was actually in upper six. I was now 18. And then I went to agricultural show with my friend. actually, we wanted to go to the movies, but same thing. It was on a Saturday. So then I got home on the Friday, the Thursday. And then I asked my granddad, ah, Kulu, can I please go to show on Saturday with my friends? And it became a whole thing. Hey, I couldn't have an accident. I'm like, nigga, Ndaburuka Mkombi like 2 hours ago. Like, it, what you're saying doesn't make sense. Just say no. So as a result, I became that socially awkward child kuti. If I go panevanu, like I don't talk to anyone because I'm not used to interacting with people other than Manwe Kumba, you know. And then going to varsity, I had that I should do every, I mean, I'm in Cape Town. How are you gonna find out? You know, and in a way, it made me like, you know, the fact ya kuti, you know that they're not here, so they can't do anything to you. You know, I ended up doing things, OT. When I look back, I'm like,
stupid.
You know, this, true. You know, like that blowback story. Like, it was so unnecessary for me to be going out, you know, 45 kilometers away from home. But because it's that, you know, I can do this, you know. And
that's the real.
And even like in my final year, I got depressed. And the first thing that my grandparents said was I'm on drugs. Then I'm like, I'm failing to cope, but all you can think about is that I'm doing drugs, sex, and boys. And I'm like, guys, no, like I need you to help me. And then when you start acting out, now then they, you know, like I'm just like, you know what? Like,
look, no. I totally get what you're saying. And if you heard what I said, I was like, parents, they know the issues that are out there. But their methods of protecting you from them now
are not working.
They think that keeping you shielded by like keeping you on a short leash, that's what helps. And I'm agreeing with you, because it doesn't. Because the moment whereby they cannot keep that leash on you, you're gonna be stupid. You're gonna be stupid. You're gonna like run amok. You get what I'm saying? So it's really sad that they'll have your best interests at heart, but their methods to keep you safe now, they don't, in the long run, they don't really help.
You know, because when, like in my final year, I mean, like I spoke to one of my cousins because she's like a medical doctor. So she really does understand, you know, the whole dynamics with depression, because it got so bad. I became very suicidal. So then she tried talking. I never told anyone. She's the one who's like, you know what, Sylvia? I know you're going to be mad at me, but I'm going to tell them. And then now my uncle calls me. He's shouting at me. If you had problems, you could have spoken to my wife. And I'm like, no, she is not a professional. What I'm dealing with, she cannot help me because she is not mentally equipped to do so. Emotionally equipped, it's not her job. I need to see someone professional. But I'm just, you know, like, this topic just gets me so worked up.
You know,
because
what?
Parents, like what you're saying, that as a parent, you need to start with that. But for our parents, they'll never understand that. But us, we
our
can.
Our generation,
yeah,
when we have kids, we can now, like, you know, that.
Okay, man, I know P, why their freedom? Because my grandparents.
Not all of it can
work. If you go out at night, you're having sex. I'm like, no. Like, no, I'm not.
But wait, sorry. About depression, when I was like, I totally relate to what you're saying. When I was like in form grade 7, yeah, about grade 7 there, about, I was actually like diagnosed clinically depressed, and I actually attempted suicide. So I totally relate to, and I only told my mom about this like, was it this last weekend? And my mom was like, really? How come you never... Because now I can talk to her. Now she looks at me as an adult. I mean, I've got a wife, I got a child. Now she looks at me like an adult, and we can have these discussions. And I always tell her, Kuti, look, back in the day, you guys, you never really listened to us when we spoke. Mm-hmm. It was always, you know, we never really bonded. But I don't blame my parents. My parents, I think, parents here, generation here, it's the way they were also
raised, yeah.
You know, so yeah. Some things you can't really blame them. You have to like understand how they grew up. All I know is, yes, they made their mistakes, but I'm not going to say they were bad parents. You know, all I'm going to do is I'm going to do right by my daughter and fix what I thought they were supposed to like work on, because I get it, that whole depression thing, and people, like, no one will understand.
Like, no, because like no, I remember we were cool cell group cool, like church, and then you know when you're like you're having a discussion and then your mind goes there and then you absentmindedly say something. So then I spoke about the suicidal thing, and then this woman was like, at your age, why would you want to kill yourself? And I'm like, problems do not have age. Like, life knows no, like, suicide is not like, that's a mad demon. And I'm like, like, I get what you're saying, but not always. Sometimes it's because you parents continuously exasperate us as kids. And it's... ugh.
And also another thing is people need to understand good kids take things differently. True. Yeah. You know, it can be something minor, like the death of a cartoon character. Can get, no, as silly as it may sound.
No, but
it can cartoons actually, die.
Or even the death of a pet. You know,
yeah,
it can get a kid depressed,
like very depressed, and
you know.
Up.
So people need to understand, Kuti, the extremities of a problem. They don't really equate the same when it comes to kids.
Mm-hmm.
Kids don't take things the same way. You know, unogonge urkuda a lollipop, like kunyimwa lollipop, jayo can send you into a spiral.
Yeah,
you know, as a kid.
You're right, you Rachel. What were you gonna say?
What's a Jerry Pashom?
Sorry, Rachel.
Out of the depression, kids.
I had a dog that died when I was in grade 6, and I was dealing with bullies, and I was the middle born in the family. Mm-hmm. My little brother would like start shit with me. I would smack him. Then my older brother and my parents, everybody would be on my case. Mm. Guys.
Well, thank God I'm an only child, because I'd have killed somebody. I don't have the patience.
I totally relate to what Siri is saying, because I'm a one, but I don't blame them. They were doing what they thought was best.
You
so
know what? I get
I know,
that, but
I'm going to take it a step further with my child and improve where I thought they lacked.
No, but guys, I have this thing, Kuti, just because their parents, like, we should be able to have these conversations with them. Like, at my age, 5:30, if I'm not at home, they're already calling me, and I'm like, but why? Obviously, if I'm gonna be home late, I know how I'm getting home. I'm not going to do some stupid shit, and
because I don't wanna die either.
I don't wanna die either. You
such
know?
Insecurities are also prompted by the fact that they never really talk to you, so they don't really know you.
You know,
so they
like,
start
I'll
thinking
say no,
that
I'll say this. I don't like I live with my grandparents because both my parents passed away.
I'm sorry.
So like when I get home, I'm in my room, because I'm really not trying to have a conversation where I can say something like something very minor and it becomes into a whole lecture. Like, I remember the one time, like when I was still in varsity, still final year. And then, I went away with the report, and then there was a Cape Town thing, and then I was like, oh, this place is actually so beautiful. And then my granddad is like, how do you know? I'm like, no, it's just like 15 kilometers, like 15 kilometers just outside from where we live. Saka, we once went there for the day and then we went back. Hey, we sent you to school. And I'm like, whoa, relax.
Aish, your situation is tricky, because like, we're talking about generation in my parents, right?
Because I did it before.
You're dealing with grandparents. They're like the generation
no,
that trained the generation
you know,
we're complaining
really,
about.
No,
so.
What's really funny is that my aunt, she says like, when she had a completely different relationship with, like, she could go out at night, she could travel, she could do all these things, but, and she turned out fine. Like, she's a very great woman, she's got her life together, but all of a sudden when it comes to me,
I think they feel a great deal of responsibility because
no,
your parents
but
are not
my,
around.
Like, or, yeah. Like, my argument with them is always that I went to Cape Town for entire 3 years. Mm. I didn't come back sick. I didn't bring bush babies without fathers. Like, have I not proven myself enough? Like, yeah. For you to just be like, okay, she's responsible. Like,
maybe there's something that happened with your aunt that you don't know about that they won't tell
no,
you.
No, there's nothing. There's nothing. Okay. I would have known. You know, Siri. They call me Siri for a
oh,
reason.
Oh, that Kanga no.
You know, like, no, really, like, there are those family things that happened a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But I'm away. Like, I know. So this one and this one are we running actually because of something that happened in 1965.
Okay. Mm.
So, right. But yeah, like, it's, I don't know, like this whole curfew thing, I think when you reach a certain age and you've showed yourself, like you've proven, like you've done you know, your part, Kuti, you show that you're responsible and everything, parents should just relax. Like what I was saying, Kuti, I had a date-ish on Saturday and then it was this whole thing, no, we want to meet. And like, for the why? For the why? It's just dinner and I'm back home. Like, it's not like I'm eloping with this guy or anything.
But I respect the fact that they accept that you got a guy in your life, even though
it might
not be serious.
Not anymore, because he ran.
Nah, let the
he ran from the grandparents. Rachel, party
girl. That just shows, no, that just shows he wasn't serious.
No, no, no shame. Like,
serious instead of window out tonight.
No,
no,
this is not. You know what? No, Brian, listen. You meet Rachel, right? For the first time, you guys.
Hi, Rachel.
No,
Brian.
No.
Okay.
We are not doing that here. I do not promote Pombo.
You know, personally, I don't endorse this.
So, anyways. So then you meet Rachel, ne? And then you like, and then he like, oh, let's go out on Saturday. Okay, okay, cool, fine. So obviously I'm not gonna sleep in my grandparents' house, because, and then I go to my uncle's. I'm like, oh no, uncle, so this guy wants to take me out on Saturday evening. It's nothing serious, but I do like him though. It's nothing serious. There's nothing going on. Like, I made it clear there's nothing going on. And then he's like, okay, cool, but I have a condition. Number one, you're gonna speak to your mom about it. I'm like, my aunt. I'm like, okay. Number two, you have to be home by 11. I'm like, okay, fine. Number three, this nigga ain't gonna pick up from the gate. He's gonna get into the house and we meet. And I'm like, why? Number four, you promised me you're gonna sit down your grandparents and tell them about what? Like, what am I telling them? That, oh no, I went out with, like, so you see, this is, you know, the thing. I'm like, guys, no, like,
it's a generational gap.
All right, Rachel, parting words. Speak to us.
I think the thing with grandparents is a bit more difficult to navigate than with our parents. Because I remember at one point my mom was very so my sister would just disappear for a week.
That's me and your sister.
Yeah.
Same WhatsApp.
She wouldn't be there.
Krupat means.
And then you'd be calling her phone and it would be in her room. My mom would get mad. She'd come back, yell. She starts getting mad again. Your sister disappears again. And so she went to China for a year.
Your sister did that for you guys. I've got three siblings.
Oh, no,
I'm
no,
doing
no,
it for them.
She did not. Now my sister, 6 o'clock, she's calling, where are you?
Hey.
Yes.
Wow.
And then I don't get it, because, well, you would think she would understand, but then she tells you all this. I've been there before. I know what people do. But then until my aunt told my mom that, you know what, this child was away from home for 3 years. You don't know whether she was coming home or not. Just trust
just
that you are raising her to be a responsible woman and not keep on treating her like a three-year-old child. And I'm sure she'll do the right thing. But then the moment you start trying to tell her to do things and asking, and I remember at one time I had a job where I would get home at 11 every day. And then the day I want to go out, you want me to be home by 6. I cannot see my boyfriend after 11. But then on the day that I can see him, he goes to work. He finishes work at 5. How am I going to see him between 5 and 6? I cannot do that.
That time you should be on your way home.
Exactly. But then by that time, you should be on your way home. So I guess, well, but now with my mom, we've reached an understanding. I tell her I'm coming home late and we're okay. My sister is the one who's the problem now. But then I also have a friend who stays with her grandparents, and she has got a 4 o'clock curfew.
Wow.
You know, her granddad would come wait for her at work. By 4 o'clock, he'd be there.
Yeah, sure.
And waiting for her. Okay. She had no social life at all.
Wow.
So when she started doing her master's, you know, like, she's always at school now. All right, so she just tells them she's going to school, she's going to get her laptop fixed. That's when she sees her boyfriend. So now they've done the introduction thing and her boyfriend. But now that she's decided to tell them she's got a boyfriend, every time she asks to go out, they start asking, so and it becomes a problem again. Because now that I've told you, you just think every time I'm seeing him, I'm going to have sex with him, which is also not cool. But
before my grandma met my fiance, she would make a big deal out of my going out. She would literally call the whole of Bulawayo province. Hey, my mom and my uncle are, and talk to them to chastise me. And my uncle and my mom, I'm like, nah, fam. And now I can be like, on a Friday, I'm going out, see you on Monday. And then I think with my parents, it was even worse because I could just be like, I'm going to Harare. And then I would come to Harare and then I'd not go to my grandma's place.
It's not like they're going to be asking where you are.
Yeah. And you know, I had my phase of depression during university as well. My dad at one point was like, don't mind us, and I'm like, okay, fine, I'm okay. Everybody, let's just calm down. But yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in, and thank you guys for coming and talking to us about your personal lives and not being afraid of being judged.
I didn't expect to leave here feeling like I was talking to Dr. Phil, you know?
I've got just the thing to cure you. So this is the lounge, and today we're asking you all the fun questions. Mm. So just fill this in for me. Sunday is the best day to
have sex.
Getting back to have sex.
Sleep. I did.
After
did.
Church.
Okay. We both did.
I think I'm not that sex one. If the love of your life was a cocktail, what would it be?
Long Island.
Dirty nipple.
You have 5 words. Tell us about your perfect weekend of fun.
The perfect what?
Weekend.
In 5 words.
Uh-huh.
In bed with a good series.
No, that's
in
six.
Bed, good series.
That's for good. Brian.
In bed with no condom.
Ah. Wow.
On.
That is very
with no condom on.
No,
in
no
bed
condom.
With no condom. In wow. bed with no condom.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, so you meet the love of your life in the club. What would they be doing?
They were buying us drinks, girl. What do you
she'll
mean?
Be the manager of the club.
Ah, yes! You take the cup. Raish, tell us about it. She asked.
Wangwari budiwanga ambona ku church the previous.
Yes. All right, who would you rather party with, Beyonce or Rihanna?
Ooh, Rihanna, shame. Beyonce is boring.
Beyonce.
Ah,
yeah,
Beyonce.
Why?
Is boring.
Why Beyonce?
Rihanna seems schizophrenic.
Crazy is fun.
No, like, I honestly think
Rihanna.
That Rihanna is that will be that type of friend that if niggas try to church up, she's going to weave their asses.
Do you know Rihanna just broke up with that Arab guy?
What? Yeah, I like that guy did. For her.
And she was asked why, and she said, because I get tired of men.
Like, no, and like, it's
great. No, but then you know,
like, okay, fine.
I can't deal with somebody so unpredictable like that.
Those are the kind of friends that I need, you know? You'd be like, girl,
don't
we're getting
she'll
on a
be
plane
riding
to
on
Milan,
top of you. Yeah,
go.
Boy. Oh, this is so good. Get the fuck off.
I'm done. All right, Brian. Whiskey versus vodka.
Oh, for fuck's sakes. Like, those are like two of the worst drinks ever, man.
Hurry.
I have to go with whiskey.
Cider versus beer. Hurry.
Beer.
Rum versus gin.
Rum.
Lager versus draft.
Lager.
So we're playing a game of fuck, marry, kill. Who would you fuck? Who would you marry? And who would you kill?
Jesus. Okay, let's do it.
You've got 10 seconds.
I'm not getting a list of names?
No, no names.
Who would I fuck? Who would I marry? Who would I kill?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, yo, what's up? My name is DJ Clive, a.k.a. The Bit Leaves. And a big shout out to The Hangover with Queen Dre. Big shout out to you guys.
Clive. I understand.
more of my mixes, you can go to Mixcloud and search for DJ Clive underscore ZW. DJ Clive underscore ZW. You can also get me on my Facebook page. That's DJ Clive. And also on Instagram. That's DJ.Clive. Yeah. Check you out later.
And now. Capital 263.